inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit, who guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, start of another week. It is Monday, December the 11th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.com. You can always get there a lot easier than typing out that long name. Because there's two G's in there. People get confused. Do I use one G or two G's? To save yourself the hassle, just simply go to rbnlive.com, click on Republic Trading Group's banner. It'll get you right there. Stories updated at $0.00 each and every morning. Some of the stories you don't find in the mainstream press for whatever strange reason, but then again, I scan the world headlines to find stories that the U.S. mainstream press doesn't want to publish because of its policy of political correctness. But that aside, markets are waiting in anticipation to what the Fed is going to do. We'll find that out tomorrow, maybe, with the Federal Open Market Committee meeting. Subsequently, Dow, slightly positive on the day, ended up 20 points to the upside at 12,328. NASDAQ up 5.5 at 2,442. And as confirmed in the Associated Press report, Wall Street extended its vance today as investors digested new takeover developments and placed bets ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates. Well, there you've got it. What is investing? Investing is gambling. Traders are betting on what the Fed may or may not do. In the metals complex, gold ended the day in New York City better by $3, closed at $631.30 the ounce. Silver closed up 8 cents at $13.93. Platinum up a buck at $1,112. Palladium up $3 at $334. Currently in Asian trading, gold off 10 cents at $631.20. Silver off 3 cents at $13.87. Platinum bucking the trend up by $2 at $1,140. And palladium is fast asleep. Crude oil in New York City closed up 8 cents a barrel at $61.30. Isn't it funny, after the election, how gas prices suddenly go higher? And the U.S. dollar hanging on by its fingernails at 83.10. What's going on with the dollar? Why is Greenspan suddenly talking about a declining dollar? Well, those and many more stories when we return.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Monday, start of a whole another fun week. Today was a typical example of how crazy the financial world is in which we live. Early this morning, when everybody was debating as to what the Fed is going to announce tomorrow, and as we mentioned, people are now making bets as to what they're going to do. It's kind of like Monday Night Football. Who do you want? You want the Rams or do you want the Bears? So they're betting on what the Fed is going to do tomorrow because they feel that the Fed is stuck between a rock and a hard place because, to be perfectly honest with you, the real estate market is going into the proverbial porcelain princess. Everybody knows that. Subprime mortgages are causing huge headaches. Banks are getting concerned because even though the bank owns the house, the bank really doesn't want the house back. And obviously, the specter of raising interest rates would be devastating to the real estate market. So what is the Fed to do? So people are betting today, at least this morning, they were betting that the Fed is not going to do anything about interest rates. They're going to hold steady. Well, that was until Alan Greenspan came along and was giving a speech to a group of businessmen via satellite in Tel Aviv. And Greenspan said some things that caused, well, look, even if you're a former Federal Reserve chief, you speak, the world listens. What did Alan Greenspan say today that reversed the direction of the dollar? Well, he said it's imprudent for investors to keep their holdings in one currency. Losses in the dollar were limited today amid speculation that the Fed may highlight inflation risks in its policy meeting tomorrow. According to Tim Mazanek, a senior currency strategist at Investors Bank and Trust in Boston, said the dollar is heading where the current account deficit goes. A widening deficit could cause more pain for U.S. dollar holders. Well, Alan Greenspan put a kibosh in people's thoughts about the dollar maintaining its value. He says, and we quote, "I expect that the dollar will continue to drift downward until there's a change in U.S. current account balances. It's important to hold, it's imprudent, I should say, to hold everything in one currency." Well, just like the debate that's going on in Iran right now, they have a conference going on, started today, about the question about the Holocaust. The world is denouncing this conference because they said it's made up of Holocaust deniers. Well, so long as you have people out there talking about Holocaust deniers, we will never ever address the true state of Middle East crisis involving Israel and Palestine. It's the same reason that we won't discuss that issue. We will never ever discuss financially the issue of U.S. current account deficits, of future obligations that are made, of the state of debt and deficits. You see, these issues will never be discussed. But unlike the Holocaust denier thing, these issues will not be discussed because nobody wants to face up to the reality. As we have pointed out many times, officially, according to David Walker, head of the Government Accounting Office, the United States is technically bankrupt. And there's a lot of people that witness this, who know this is going on, from the Financial Times. Oil-producing countries have reduced their exposure to the dollar to the lowest level in 2 years and shifted oil income into euros, yen, and sterling, according to new data released today from the Bank of International Settlements. The revelation is the latest in the Bank of International Settlements quarterly review published today, confirms that market speculation about a move out of dollars could put new pressure on the ailing U.S. currency. Market liquidity is traditionally low in December, and many traders have locked in profits, potentially reinforcing volatility. Russia and members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, the oil cartel, if you will, cut their dollar holdings from 67% in the first quarter to 65% in the second. Meanwhile, they increased their holdings of euros from 20 to 22%, according to the Bank of International Settlements. The speed of the shift may help to explain the weakness of the dollar, which recently fell to a 20-month low against the euro and a 14-year low against the sterling. The Bank of International Settlements, the central bank for the developed world's central banks, is customarily cautious in its language. However, it noted, while the data are not comprehensive, they do appear to indicate a modest shift over the quarter in the U.S. dollar share of reporting banks' liabilities to oil-exporting countries. Jerome Kersey today, or over the weekend, in an article published at WorldNet Daily, and I don't usually plug WorldNet Daily, I used to many years ago when Joseph Farah was, well, he was sane many years ago. When George Bush took over, he went as crazy as Bush did. Don't ask me why. Maybe it's the water. Maybe he hasn't taken his red pill yet. Anyway, Jerome Kersey, who is about the only man in America that is, well, I shouldn't say that. There's a number of others, but he's the main one that is trying to wake up Americans to the North American community. But over the weekend, he took on the U.S. dollar. He says, even as the stock market is hitting new record highs almost every day, the Federal Reserve and Treasury Department are quietly coordinating a devaluation of the dollar that the Bush administration's hopes will lead to a slow decline rather than a dollar collapse. Listen, my friends, there's something important financially going on here. You've got the head of the U.S. Treasury and the head of the Federal Reserve winging their way as we speak to talk to the communist Chinese. Why would they be talking to the communist Chinese? Is it possible that these two powerful heads are concerned about statements by China's central bank? Well, maybe they're listening to Alan Greenspan. Maybe it's because that $1 trillion that they have sitting there in U.S. currency is becoming a concern to them. Maybe they are thinking about shifting that $1 trillion to another currency, or at best just offsetting their bets. But I can guarantee you, the story we are being given that this is just some sort of friendly powwow between Paulson, Bernanke, and the head of the Chinese central banks, look, you're kidding yourself. There's something serious going on there. Anyway, back to Jerome Kersey's article. He says, this week, in an unusual move, the Bush administration is sending virtually the entire economic aid team to visit China for a strategic economic dialogue. Treasury Secretary Paulson, Federal Reserve Bernanke, are leading a delegation, which means enough people to fit in a 747. Let's see, who else is going with this? Oh, Elaine Chao is going. Mike Levitt is going. Sam Bodman is going. Susan Schwab is going. Carlos Gutierrez is going. The Bush administration wants to get China's cooperation in preventing a, yes, you got it, dollar collapse. And that's a conclusion of John Williams, an experienced professional economist who writes the Shadow Government Statistics. We told you about the website on Friday. I once again strongly urge you to go and take a look at it. It's called shadowstats.com. It's the ability of the private industry to recreate the M3. M3, for those of you who don't know, is what government put out a report on a quarterly basis, and it used to give us within the industry an insight into how many Federal Reserve notes were being printed. Now, Mr. Williams has recreated M3, a money supply measure whose data the Federal Reserve simply stopped publishing after issuing a technically worded March 2006 announcement. Williams reports M3 is currently growing at close to 9.6 percentage points. 9.6 percentage rate? That is the growth of money supply. We'll have a lot more when we return.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Unfortunately, on this Monday, we're talking about finance. But there are things. You see, there are things that disturb me. Things that don't make any logical sense. Well, they do make logical sense. Nothing happens by coincidence. Everything that happens is planned to happen. People in positions of power knew a long time ago about the... Well, look, anybody who's paid any attention to fiat currencies, the creation of the Federal Reserve, knows that eventually the dollar will revert to its mean value. And that is a piece of paper with green ink on it. I mean, this is no secret. Everybody's admitted it. Alan Greenspan's even said it numerous times, talking about fiat currencies and how the longest surviving fiat currencies had a life expectancy of 100 years. Well, the dollar's 3 years away from that anniversary. When the Fed stopped announcing M3 money supply in March of this year, it was done for a reason. They didn't want you to know how much money they were pumping into the system in order to keep it liquid. And the Fed has been pumping liquidity into the U.S. economy hand over fist. But they didn't want you to know about it, or me to know about it, for that matter. And then when you think back, why is it that China announces over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend that it may start diverting some of its $1 trillion in U.S. currency into alternative currencies or somewhere else, possibly even gold, it was announced. Now, you've got to understand, that was an orchestrated announcement. During Thanksgiving time, markets are very thinly traded. So it's hard to try and figure out who was playing the game. But the signal was clearly heard. It was a shot heard round the world, if you will, for people that were paying attention. Now, granted, a lot of people aren't paying attention. More people are out there concerned about Barack Obama. I don't even know why I watch these political shows. The whole context of all the political shows of the weekend was Barack Obama. What is this love affair with Barack Obama? His politics are far left. I can only conclude that the excitement about Barack Obama is because here you have an educated, articulate black man. No other reason. It is the collective white guilt taking hold, if you will. But that aside, I'm not here to talk about Barack Obama. We're here to talk about stuff that's going to affect you, your family, your children, your grandchildren. This is not some war in Iraq that doesn't affect you. This is going to affect you. This is going to seriously affect you. And so you have to pay attention to it. Now, you may not do anything to correct the situation. That's neither here nor there. But just so you know it before it happens, it'll help you understand why it happened. Because what you're dealing with here, according to Mr. Williams, is you're dealing with mass psychology. The central bankers around the world know they are going to take a hit on their dollar holdings. None of the central bankers want to start a dollar panic, but none of the central bankers want to be the last one out of the dollar either. Rock and a hard place comes to the real world. And as Mr. Williams says, and I agree 100%, the Federal Reserve is in a bind. Raising rates would kill any chance of avoiding a recession, but in terms of the dollar, we can't raise the rates fast enough when the dollar starts to slip quickly. You see, in order to stop a currency from collapsing, governments raise interest rates, making their currency more attractive to foreign investors. If the United States interest rates are higher than the rest of the world, well, logic says that money will flow towards where it's going to get the highest return. But they stuck because they know if they raise rates, you say goodbye to the real estate market. And as we know, the country exists on the real estate market. People's livelihood depends on their equity within their homes. It is the ATM machine. It is the big elephant in the room that nobody wants to deal with. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
A rose has long been a symbol of love and beauty. It has been immortalized in the art and literature of many cultures. It is to the flower world what gold is to the realm of precious metals. These two timeless symbols of richness and beauty have been perfectly combined in the gold rose we offer here at American Gold Rose, which has been carefully selected for beauty, preserved, and then dipped in a rich 24-karat gold for a lifetime of enjoyment. We have a large selection to choose from for your special someone. Plus, enjoy our special offer for the holiday. Order any two long-stem golden roses and receive a gold rose leaf free. And don't worry about wrapping. The magnificent gold roses we offer come in a beautiful gold or red presentation package. It's time for you to get a gold rose for the holiday. So just give us a call at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Or visit our site at www.americangoldrose.com. American Gold Rose, your provider for a lifetime of enjoyment.
Talking about the imminent collapse of the dollar, my friends, on this Monday. For these stories and many others pertaining to the U.S. dollar, you can find it on republictradinggroup.com. And be dealing with an article appeared over the weekend talking about the imminent collapse of the U.S. dollar. As Mr. Williams says, there will be a central bank, most probably in Asia, who will start to move away from the dollar, and when it happens, you are going to see other central banks covertly trying to follow. The move will magnify very quickly, and it could become a full-fledged panic and a dollar collapse. The Fed is struggling right now to contain inflation and stimulate economic growth. All the Fed is doing right now with all their grand policy shifts is using a lot of propaganda and market massaging to try and prevent a financial panic. Recent reports have shown that U.S. gross domestic product growth slowed to 1.6% in the third quarter, the lowest in more than 3 years. Will a declining dollar help narrow the U.S. trade deficit with China? Well, you could take a 30% decline in the value of the dollar, and it wouldn't make much of a dent in our trade deficit with China, not as long as Bush administration's trade policy continues to be one-sided in favor of China. The Fed is faced with an impossible circumstance with the trade and budget deficits being run by the Bush administration, and they are just playing games with the markets and the public by not publishing M3, the broadest measure of money supply and the best indicator we have of long-term activity. M3 is the broadest measure of the total money in the economy, including checking and savings account, cash, time deposits, and money market funds. Economist Milton Friedman, one of the key economists contributing to the conservative theories that led to the development of Reaganomics, argued that money supply is a key measure correlated both with economic growth and inflation. And so what do we have to do about this, my friends? Well, I hate to say this, but obviously you knew this about what I'm going to say, is the only way, the only asset that you can convert your Federal Reserve notes into that's going to maintain their purchasing power is a noble metal. Gold is the purest play against the dollar, but don't take my word for it. That's the word of Louise Yamada, Managing Director of Yamada Technical Research Advisors in New York City, who sees gold surpassing $730 an ounce next year on its way to $3,000 within a decade. Yamada, the former head of technical research at Citigroup, proclaimed gold is cheap. She now has lots of company among the world's biggest financial institutions who think like she does. So who are these people? The lunatic fringe? No! Deutsche Bank, chief metals economist Peter Richardson, made gold his favorite pick for 2007. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company analyst John Normand and John Begthal on December the 7th said only corn could rival gold as the best bet, while Merrill Lynch analyst Michael Giardini elevated gold's value through 2010. If you can only make one commodity investment, gold is the choice of 2007, said Richardson from his office in Melbourne. That's partly because five of the past six bear markets for the dollar led to an increase in gold. The U.S. currency started gasping last February against the euro, dropped 13.8% since then, during what has been the worst American housing market in 15 years. On a trade-weighted basis, it has lost 6% of its value and is headed for its biggest annual drop since 2004. By the way, just in case you were keeping score, how's gold done this year? Gold's up 22% for 2006 and is poised for its sixth straight annual gain. The streak is unmatched since 1971, when gold was freed from its peg to the dollar after the U.S. government said it would no longer exchange its currency for the noble metal. From the end of World War II, the dollar was fixed at $35 an ounce. In 1934, gold rose to $35 an ounce from $20.67 after passage of the Gold Reserve Act in January of that year. Now, what you've got to understand was people had a hand in their gold in 1933, and they were given $20.67 for their 1 ounce gold coins. Well, they weren't 1 ounce back then. 1 ounce coins only became in vogue when South Africa introduced the Kruger Rand in the 60s. But the Americans couldn't own gold. But you've got to understand, what they did in the Gold Reserve Act in January of that year was effectively devalue the dollar by 40%. Because if you were getting $20 for your gold coin, and all of a sudden the government turns around after you handed it in and says, okay, the official price of gold is now $35 an ounce, effectively, you lost 40% in your purchasing power. Now, if you look at how far gold has increased in value since George Bush became president, it's a telling story. It's an indicator that nobody wants to deal with, but gold is up 131% since George Bush became president. The last such rally was in 1979. Oh, during the Carter malaise. When gold advanced in 1979, it went from $541, that was from $229 a year earlier, was headed to a record $850 in January of 1980. To be sure, there are enough skeptics to make the betting on gold controversial. It's rare that an asset outperforms others consistently year on year, said Andrew Kinsey, a Johannesburg-based investment trading firm, whose $267 million precious metal fund rose 51% this year. The dollar-gold relationship may break down next year. Geopolitical risks and energy prices could rise to the forefront and impact gold more than the value of the dollar. The U.S. dollar, he says, may rebound in 2007, but highly unlikely. Some analysts, as we have pointed out in the show, say the current consensus that predicts no end to the dollar's weakness is wrong. The dollar is completely undervalued, according to a chief commodity strategist at Mitsubashi Futures in Tokyo. Metal prices are hitting the tops. This month and next January, base and precious metals, he says, may suffer a decline. Well, sure. Investors who sell assets denominated in U.S. currencies often buy gold. Declines of more than 20% for the dollar against six major currencies led to a gold rally of 22% from January 1971 to July 1973 and a 95% jump from June 1976 to October of 1978. A tumbling dollar caused the metal to rise 40% from February 1985 to the end of 1987, 6% from June 1989 to September 1992, and an 83% jump from July 2001 to December 2004. Gold's $75 billion market, a fraction of the $2 trillion traded daily in foreign exchange, is getting a lift from widening budget and trade deficits that undermine the dollar. The International Monetary Fund estimates the U.S. current account deficit will expand 9.8% to $869.1 billion when all is calculated at the end of the year. Gold is probably the most straightforward investment to go with in this environment because of its constant inverse relationship to the dollar, said Yamada. Voted Wall Street's best technical analyst from 2001 to 2004 in surveys of Institutional Investors magazine. Other countries are trying to diversify their dollar holdings. They're buying gold and anything they can get out of the dollar with. J.P. Morgan's Norman and Bechtel told clients that gold and corn will offer the best opportunities amongst commodity investments next year, because of tight supply and a weakening dollar. The London-based analyst raised their estimates of average gold prices next year by 11%, from $678 to $725. Gold is the only metal, base or precious, which will see no meaningful increase in mining supply next year, the analyst wrote, estimating that supply will grow by just a measly 1%. Merrill Lynch's analyst raised his projections for gold in 2008 to $650 an ounce from $600, and 2009 was increased to $625 an ounce from $600. The Toronto-based analyst maintained in his 2007 projections for a rally to an average of $675. He said, due to a rebound in gold fabrication demand for bullion, lower central bank sales, and continued growth in investment demand. As far as central bank sales of gold is concerned, sales by central banks fell 31% in the third quarter to 59 metric tons from a year ago, this according to the World Gold Council. European central bank members this year failed to meet the 500-ton quota for gold sales under the second so-called central bank gold agreement. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke in April told Congress that he looks at gold prices on his computer screen every day, he said, in assessing inflation expectations. Inflation, using the Fed's preferred index that subtracts food and energy from consumer spending, was 2.4% for the year ending in October. There's information in gold prices as there are in other commodity prices, he said. Rising gold prices reflect inflation concerns. But clearly, a factor in the gold price has got to be global geopolitical uncertainty and the view of some investors that given what's going on in the world today, gold is a safe haven investment. No kidding. Really? I'm shocked and amazed that he would actually say that. gold is your port of safety in a stormy sea, my friends. Gold remains cheap. Let me repeat myself. Gold remains cheap in relative terms to other assets. The record high of $850 an ounce reached 26 years ago is equal to $2,100 in today's dollars after adjusting for inflation. The cost of an ounce today is equal to about 10.3 barrels of oil compared to 23 barrels in 1980. Prices can only go here, can only go higher from here. Reaching $800 next year, $1,000 by the time U.S. President George Bush leaves office in 2008, said Frank Holmes, Chief Executive Officer of U.S. Global Investors, Inc. in San Antonio. I may have to stop in San Antonio on my long road trip due to take place in a couple of weeks. His $875 million World Precious Metals Fund has gained 58% this year. Gold is one of my favorite picks for next year, along with platinum and uranium. 12 of 30 traders, investors, and analysts surveyed by Bloomberg, and these were traders who, not U.S. traders, these are worldwide traders, spanning the globe from the United States all the way down under. And the survey was done on December the 7th through December the 8th. They all, 30 traders, all advised buying gold. A dollar is definitely going to be worth less in 100 years than it is today, said Graham Birch, who helps manage a $27 billion fund at BlackRock Investments Management in London. Well, he said an ounce of gold will still be an ounce of gold. And that's all it is. An ounce of gold, my friends, is an ounce of gold. Always has value, always will have value. This is an asset that's been around for 5,000 years. Now, that just rolls off your tongue, but I want you to think about this. 150 years ago, there was slavery in America. 250 years ago, America was just a vision in someone's head. Hmm? 5,000 years, it's been a source of wealth. It's how the Rothschilds passed their fortune. How come the Rothschilds are the wealthiest family in the world today? Well, some people say, well, because they lied, cheated, and stole. Well, that's a fact of life. But that's neither here nor there. Their wealth was transferred from generation to generation to generation with gold. It's the reason why they're the world's richest family as we speak. And if you look at all wealthy families, you will find somewhere along the way it was gold that helped them maintain that wealth. You see, unlike any other investment, gold has never gone to zero. Gold doesn't need an accountant, doesn't need a CPA. Gold doesn't pay interest, doesn't pay dividends. There's a reason for that, because gold doesn't have to bribe its holder. You see, interest payments or dividends are basically inducements for you to buy a paper investment, because there's risk attached. Now, if you don't want risk in your investment, then you buy a CD. That's why you get 5%. But if you want to get something that's going to give you a 20% return on your money, well, you're going to have to take substantially higher risks. With the improviso being, you could lose your butt. Final segment coming up. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Back for the final segment on this, almost said Friday, on this Monday. You have to ask yourself, why is it? Because the collapse of the U.S. dollar is going to affect every single person in the United States. You have to ask yourself, how come the president isn't talking about this crisis? It's going to affect everybody. Why is he just trying to run around the world, trying to form American-style democracies in places it will never happen, in order to make America safer? Shouldn't the President of the United States be more concerned about the imminent collapse of the dollar? Or has he positioned himself to take advantage of the collapse of the dollar, therefore doesn't want to talk about it, so you don't know about it until one morning you wake up and you go, how did that happen? Quick check on some prices. 1 ounce American Gold Eagle can be yours today for $662.80. A quarter ounce, now I'm just using this as the comparison so you understand the good deals you get at Republic Trading Group. A quarter ounce American Gold Eagle today is going to cost you $179. But why pay $179 for a quarter ounce American Gold Eagle when you can get a British Sovereign quarter ounce, well, just shy of a quarter ounce, 0.2354 of an ounce, for $10 less? and you have a coin that was issued prior to 1933 in brilliant uncirculated condition, it is a numismatic coin. It obviously meets the criteria of coins of a rare and unusual value, and you can get them from us at Republic Trading Group for $169, cheaper by $10 over its bullion counterpart, and you help support the network. We help you, you help us. You scratch our back, we scratch yours. It's a simple process, and who knows? We may even save the country. Rolls of silver eagles, whenever we mention rolls of silver eagles, it just simply means that there are 20 silver eagles in a roll. A roll of silver eagles today will cost you $318. So, and you've got to add in the obligatory shipping, which is $15. So if you want to place an order, either for a 1 ounce American, and there's no question, 1 ounce American Gold Eagle is the smallest premium you're going to pay over the gold price of any coin, but it's a 1 ounce coin. What you're going to do with a 1 ounce coin when gold is $3,000 an ounce, and you need a couple hundred bucks to barter and trade? Another reason why you want to take a look at small fractional gold pieces. The reason we recommend small fractional gold pieces is because obviously we believe gold's going to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 an ounce. So as I said, smallest premium you're going to pay is on 1 ounce American Gold Eagles. Gold is gold, after all. An ounce of gold is an ounce of gold. $662 for a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, $169 for a British Sovereign. You can give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. Jeffrey Bennett will be sitting in the big chair tomorrow night. I will see you on Wednesday. Till then, see you, bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.